The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to another episode of Breathe With Me. My name is Christy Thomas, and I am so glad that you are here today for this episode. Remember, the Friday episodes are on hibernation mode until Friday, March 1st. They may randomly pop up, but the Breathe With Me episodes are going to be here no matter what, because they are such an anchor for each other, for myself. I hear from you about these and what a big difference they make. And so today I actually have kind of a silly thing. I wanted to read you this. I guess it's kind of a tongue twister. It's from an anonymous British person. And it relates to the snow day that my family is having yesterday and today. And it relates to how you're feeling inside. Susan David, who wrote the book Emotional Agility, posted this thought earlier today that said, "Who is in charge, the thinker or the thought?" And that's something I want to take a deep breath with. Ready? Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Wherever you're doing these, if you feel safe to close your eyes, feel free to do that. Come home to your body. Notice if your breath is shallow, if your shoulders are going up and down, and see if you can get your breath to settle down. Like you've got an inner tube around you, a pool floaty. And when you inhale, you can fill up that pool floaty, go, and feel your sides and back and front expand. And now exhale, and that pool floaty just kind of fizzes away into the sky. That's how I see it. Ready? Inhale, pool floaty. You have a nice ring of air around you. Hold and exhale. And here's what I want to read you. Whether the weather is fine or whether the weather is not, whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot, we'll weather the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not. So often I compare my thoughts and my feelings as weather. That's something I stole from Pema Chodron. You're getting like all the resources today. Susan David, Pema Chodron, ancient British poems. And so when you notice your weather, just know that it can change and that you'll weather the weather. Okay, inhale again. Hold and exhale. Let's do that one more time. Inhale. Hold. And exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Remember, who is in charge? The thinker or the thought? The weather. Because whether the weather is fine or whether the weather is not, whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot, we'll weather the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not. And you don't have to do it alone. If your weather feels like it's too much, please reach out to a crisis helpline if that's what you need. Reach out to a real person, that you can feel safe with. And just know that you're not alone. Everyone has complicated internal weather sometimes. Everyone has things that they cannot control. And that doesn't make you broken. It just makes you human. And I am so glad you are here on Earth. Give yourself a great big hug. It's complicated being human. Give yourself another great big hug. Open your eyes, wiggle your toes and your fingers. Give yourself a great big hug and then go find one of your real humans, one of your children or your spouse or your partner or your friends or a pet, and give them a hug and pass it on. Have a great day. Thanks for this Breathe With Me moment, and let's keep calm and mother on together.